Breakout River Meats, 100% of Australian meat from cow in New South Wales and only found at your local independent butcher, Andrew Swain. Time now for Friday Clangers, thanks to Amy Insurance. Who covers clangers at home and on the road? Amy does. Let's start with the major clanger that's happening over there at Gaul. And there's a major clanger on behalf of Sri Lanka as they're in big trouble, Tommy.
They are in big trouble. So the second innings for Sri Lanka, so just to put it in context, obviously they were bowled out for 212 in the first innings. We replied with 321. Sri Lanka are currently 9 for 108. Nathan Lyon needs one more wicket to get a 10 wickets in this match. Travis Head bowls it and no
wicket.
I'll
tell you how bad Sri Lanka are going. Travis Head is 3 for 10.
Really?
And he's got a blindfold on.
You know what I'll say? We're going to the news at 4:30. It's now 4:26. I'm going to suggest this game is over before we get to the news. Okay. We got other clangers here, Tommy Tufo.
Well, just speaking about this test, in the first innings for Australia, Usman Khawaja running out Steve Smith. Ooh, and Smith absolutely giving him a death.
What'd you make of that?
That was a clanger.
Do you think, there's been a lot of people out there, especially on Twittersphere, that are saying Steve Smith, as a former captain and leader of the team, shouldn't be publicly, criticising his fellow player.
I think it's fine. I think you see it all the time when a player gets run out, they're filthy at their teammate, especially when
the teammate is in the wrong. I think it's refreshing because usually we see, like in rugby league, when someone makes a mistake, everyone runs over and pats him on the back and says it's okay. Steve Carter, he's the crow peck you on the field if you made a mistake.
I tell you who's like that, Mitch Moses. If you drop a ball, he rips into you.
Gutho does the same.
Remember last year, that's what happened when they lost against the Roosters. Mm. They both blew up at each other.
Boys, this review, it's not going to be out, and it's chewing up my valuable time here. I've only got 2 minutes 50 left.
You hate being wrong.
Yes, I do hate being wrong. That's not going to be out. Too far. That's right. The Tigers for announcing that a coach has rejected their offer.
It's a strange one, wasn't it?
Strange.
Yeah, very strange. Internally, they would have been saying, listen, let's be transparent, let's be open and honest with our fans, but it really backfired. You know what? Our colleague Gary Belcher, original decision, not out here. Just looking at the
Remains.
He's out.
Oh, he's out. Oh, the game's
there
over.
We go. No, not over yet. Australia need 5 runs to win.
Oh no!
Yeah,
So they're going to have to. There's going to be an innings break.
Oh, well, I'm no chance.
So you've got new time. No chance.
Yeah. I was never any chance.
We'll allow you a new time. What are we? We're 4:27 now.
No,
4:45.
I thought they didn't have the runs.
What Sri Lanka should do? Just give David Warner your bat right now. He doesn't need pads. He'll hit a 6 first ball.
Yeah, that's right.
Seriously,
that's exactly right. If they think they're going to get 10 for 5.
Now Gary Belcher came up with a great idea throughout the week on Sports Day. He said because they can't find an out and out coach. Tim Sheens takes it for 12 months.
Yep.
Puts someone, an understudy, under him. Just puts the flak jacket on it, just cops all the bullets for 12 months, but slowly is educating this coach that has had coaching before. Now, a lot of our listeners on Sports Day, a lot of them came in and said, where's Brett Hodgson amongst all this discussion?
Right.
Coached overseas. He's part of the fabric there as well. Let Tim Sheens coach for a year or two and maybe Brett Hodgson or Brett Camorley or whoever sit under Tim Sheens. I like it.
You know who I'd go with? Just roll the dice. I'd go with Seabold. That's who I'd go with. The Broncos was a complete forgive run. Mm-hmm. There was a lot happening off the field there. He got the job done with South, and people are going, oh, yeah, but he ditched South.
I think he learned a lot.
Of course he did. He's an intelligent man, very intelligent, which I think Sheens, he would appreciate having alongside him. That's who I'd go with. I mean, I don't believe there's a glaring candidate. And everyone's all fired up about Christian Wolf. But the only thing that sets me back there, Brownie came back from St Helens, didn't set the world alight. Justin Holbrook was the next one. He hasn't set the world alight. So why do we think that Christian Wolf, it's different gravy coaching in the Super
Absolutely
League.
Absolutely.
And he might, but it's not a gimme putt.
Mm.
It's not a gimme putt.
I'm going Josh Hannay every day of the week.
Josh Hannay every day of the week?
Every day of the week.
Okay, there you go. English politician Nadine Dorries, embarrassing Rugby League World Cup era. Let's have a listen to this.
I've always quite liked the idea of rugby league. Long standing memory is that 2003 drop goal. The reveal a secret, I think we were drinking Bloody Marys at the time. It wasn't 11 o'clock in the morning. But wow, what a moment that was.
So hang on. So she's referring to Johnny Wilkinson's kick.
Yeah, so she's promoting the Rugby League World Cup about 5 months out in the UK. And she says, oh, one of my favourite memories is we were drinking mojitos at the time, but Johnny Wilkinson in that famous 2003 field goal.
Oh,
wrong code, love.
It.
Yeah.
I thought you might have got it mixed up with Jonathan Thurston's in 2005.
Yeah. That's a clanger. Yuck. Nadine, that's a clanger. After the break, IMR Championships for the week. Racing update at Queensland for Chrissy Nelson. It's all happening. In the meantime, a quick news break with Alana.